And then we have right from the spiritual world a drama troupe. It's Bhagavati celebrated dramas. I have seen these theaters being performed in Vrindavan, where even the greatest sadhus shed tears of ecstasy seeing these theaters. Yes, I have seen strong Mayavadis, leaders of the Naga Babas, they were all present for Bhagavati's very Krishna conscious plays. I would just like to do a little kirtan with all of you and then read something which will melt our hearts. I wanted to read what I'll discuss. What actually happens when the soul finally returns back home, back to Godhead? This is, I think, the dream of our soul as we do our spiritual journey. At the beginning, there are so many events happening in our lives which make us turn more and more to Krishna. And sometimes these events are bitter mercy. And when we feel this bitter mercy and begin to understand material life is really tasteless, there's not the taste which my soul hankers for. We look for shelter and we find finally the shelter of Krishna. Krishna reveals himself with his transcendental form. We will hear a little bit during the kirtan how this is.
I think you must remove the button. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. What tonality is this?
Hare Krishna, Hare Melody, but you're
Darkness that sun, and she points at Krishna, who is going and playing his flute behind all these cows, that sun, that Krishna sun, removes the darkness of illusion within the heart. And then she again points at the sun, which is just setting. See, this sun is setting, and soon there will be darkness. But for someone who is thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day, there will never be any darkness of material life. Therefore, my opinion is the Krishna sun is more important. So, the other son is hearing all this, and although it is offended, says, "This is not important for the the son who goes down the best smiles in ecstasy, because everyone wants to glorify Krishna and see him." So, when Krishna comes home, Nanda Maharaj is there waiting at the gate, the palace gate of Nanda Gram. And it's really nicely described how Krishna meets his father. I will read to you. As moved like a drunken elephant with a limping gait through the streets of the town of Vrindavan, the demigoddess, overwhelmed with love, threw flowers down on him. There was a rain of flowers, of heavenly parijata flowers, coming down. They had tears in their eyes. Now, at the demigoddesses were in the upper planets, there were other ladies who were also in a slightly elevated position. And they reacted in a very, very wonderful way. It were the gopis who stood on the roofs of their houses. Now, please don't think this is an acrobatic feat. The houses have flat roofs because in the night one can sleep on the roofs with a little bed, but it has to be flat. When Krishna came into the village of Vrindavan, the gopis who stood there looked at him from the top of the roofs, and they were full of delight, and they also threw down petals of flowers, but these were letters. They said, "One petal, I have it here. I read it to you." It says, "Oh, beautiful Sri, you are the only Lord of my heart. Please tell me when and where shall we meet in the evening?" And when Krishna read this, maybe you can see from the distance, this flower letter, he looked up to the beautiful gopi, and with his eyes, not with his mouth, he started to talk. "Did you ever have a friend with whom you could talk through the eyes? It is possible when you are extremely close, then you, just by the movement of your eyes, you have your own language." So Krishna was so close to these dearest of his devotees that he just needed to look, and he said, "Yes, we will meet this evening
by the bank of the Jamuna, where that old banyan tree is, you know. And then he got the other letter, and he immediately read it while it was falling down on the flower petal, and answered in a very, very nice way. Entering Nanda's palace, Krishna submerged himself in the nectarian ocean of his parents' love. At that time, the sun, like a big yogi, submerged himself in the salt ocean to perform austerities, so that one day he would also be able to participate in that love of Godhead. While Radharani, she was somewhere else. She was in Jatila's home, and because of separation from her beloved Krishna, she had fainted. So one gopi, Tulasi Manjari, came from underground with the news of how Krishna strolled through the streets of Vrindavan, how the demigoddess showered flowers on him and praised him, and how the sun, like a great yogi, had entered the salt ocean to perform tapasya. In other words, it has sunk. And when Radharani heard this, although she had fainted, this talk revived all her senses. And now she said, "O Tulasi, please tell me more of the charming news about Krishna in order to stimulate my consciousness further." And Tulasi immediately obeyed Radharani. She knew that there was only one drink which could bring Radharani back to life, and that was Krishna Katha. So she said, "O Sakhi Radha, when Krishna reached the town gate, Nanda Maharaj was there and he extended his arms wide to embrace him. Nanda's body became stunned with bliss, and there were goosebumps all over, and his hair stood on end." When Krishna came close, Nanda Baba took his son and lifted the edge of the turban to smell Krishna's hair. And this revived all his senses. Yashoda was also there, and as soon as she saw her beloved boy, she released a river of tears from her eyes, and she couldn't see Govinda. So Krishna, in a very sweet voice, said, "Mother, if you cry like this, you cannot see me. Don't cry and look at me. I'm back. I'm here for you." So then Krishna took his customary bath. There were some servant boys who were extremely expert, and one of the servant boys rinsed Krishna's hair with very fragrant amalaki juice. In this world we take shampoo with mango fragrance or apple fragrance, but Krishna takes the juice of the amalaki fruit, and his hair is washed with this juice. And another took very wonderful, a very wonderful jewel container the water which was sent the sandalwood. And after dressing Krishna in a white bathing dress, white silk, he poured this wonderful sandalwood water over Krishna, who complained a little. It was a little cold. But then another affectionate servant came forward and dried Krishna's body with soft white towels. He used another cloth to wring out the amalaki juice from Krishna's hair. And after removing the white bathing dress, they dressed Krishna in a very comfortable yellow dhoti. It was extremely comfortable. It had a very soft texture. It was very comfortable because after all he had been in the heat and with the dust, and now he needed a comfortable dhoti. So wonderful descriptions. Then Krishna is invited to take his meals with the other boys who had just returned. There's a dining hall, the nice dining tables. They are not as high as this one, they are lower, and they are beset with jewels. And while they dine, Madhu Mangal jokes to give some good joking feeling. He bellows while munching his food, and he says, "Oh Mother Yashoda, if one smells these cakes, he will disregard heaven and liberation. Oh, I curse the creator Brahma because he has not given me an unlimited belly. Furthermore, I want to say, I don't, if anyone here says, I don't want any more sweets, he is the worst offender." So, these are jokes, Madhu Mangal. And Krishna and the other boys laughed and made each other laugh as they ate and drank. So because they ate so nicely and playfully and they joked with each other, the cloth became spoiled, even the comfortable dhoti. So that after the eating, Krishna Balaram dressed again in new cloth. After all, they are small boys. And they come to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So after this, Krishna goes, this is what he does every day, it's his daily routine. He goes through the to the Goshala to milk the cows. It was time for the cows evening milking in the village of Gokula, which resounded from the crying of the cows and was beyond all material illusion. I like this very much, this meditation. As Krishna came close to the Goshala, the lamplights flickered, and the cows let loose a chorus of mooing, in a chorus. The combination of the flickering lights and the mooing, which sounded like Urudvani, appeared like an arati to welcome Krishna. And then Vishakha, who was standing nearby and seeing everything, she saw how Krishna milked the cows. Would you like to hear this? How he does it?
Yes.
Prince of Braja squats on the ground to milk the cows and holds a golden milk bucket between his knees. It's a golden milk bucket. Saki! Just observe how the milk in the bucket reflects Shyama's wonderful face, which appears like the moon
rising from the ocean of milk. Krishna's turban loses slightly from touching the cow's belly. You know, Krishna there, chana, 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 and makes the sound. I've heard of unauthorized sources. And then Krishna comes with his head a little bit close to the big belly of the cow, and the belly moves the turban a little away, you know. And Krishna's turban loses slightly from touching the cow's belly. His curly locks slip out from under it like a swarm of bumblebees. His hair's come out. And his lotus eyes start dancing. Krishna first worships Mother Earth with squirting one ray of milk in the earth for Mother Bhumi. After all, Mother Earth has grown all the grasses and herbs, so she should be said a very warm thank you. Then he wets his fingers and the cow's udder with a few more drops. And then Govinda moves his hands up and down to milk the cow. The milk splashing into the bucket makes the sound shana, shana, shana. The unmilked cows raise their ears out of eagerness to be milked also. Krishna's beautiful hips and thighs are marked with pure white drops of milk. The cows and calves with tear-filled eyes bend their necks to drink the nectar of Syama's beautiful, youthful form. Oh, Sakhi, just see how your lover milks the cows. So this is something of what is happening in the evening. But one evening, something very special happened. And what you will hear now, what happened, is something which might happen in your spiritual life, in your relationship with Krishna one day. One fine evening, a fortunate soul returned back to Godhead. He was guided by an eternal associate of Krishna, and he came to see Krishna surrounded by all his friends. It was in the evening time. He saw how Krishna stood with his elder brother Rama, whose complexion was white, who had the dress of blue silk garments, and whose body, age, and dress were just very similar to Krishna's. When these two devotees, the spiritual guide and Janashama is his name, saw Krishna and Balaram after such a long time, the weight of this experience threw them down from the ground. Or better, they themselves felt to spontaneously jump on the ground as if to offer prostrate obeisances. All their competence was gone in this moment of excitement. Now when Krishna, who is moved by the love for his devotees, saw these two souls returning, he ran towards them, and when he reached them,
He fainted and fell on top of them, embracing them both with his long, mighty arms.
Please imagine
that Supreme Master,
his heart melting with ecstatic love, bathed the two devotees with his ecstatic tears.
In a moment he stood up, lifted the two devotees from the ground with both his hands and steadied them.
With his own cloth, he wiped away the tears of the devotees and the dust on their bodies. And then the merciful Lord embraced them over and over again. And then right at that spot, he said, "Come on, let us sit down," and spoke nectarian words to please the returning soul.
Were burning with tears. All they could do was place their heads on the lotus feet of Krishna and cry.
Now Krishna was also bewildered in the ecstasy of love. He frantically began to look what he could give to these devotees as a present. And because he couldn't find any better gift, he gave Janashama what he had never given anyone before. He gave him his own priceless ornaments and jewels, which Mother Yashoda had bound on him the morning before.
And he gave him a body like one of his associates. In this way, Krishna gave Janashama a gift which only he, the Supreme Lord, could give. Janashama felt totally fulfilled. And it is then Krishna took his flute and made a special sound, bloop, from his mouth, and called the cows and made them drink water. Krishna speaks to the cows through his flute. He plays special sounds for the cows. They are different than his wonderful melodies for the gopis or for his friends. And he directed the cows. He made them lie down in comfortable places. And then he thought, let me play in the Yamuna. He invited Janashama and Sarup. Now and then, Krishna would come near his friends who were splashing one another and drench them with waves. And sometimes the boys would come up to him, the most expert in all sports, and subject him to torrents of waves. In all this, the Lord took great delight. Sometimes the friends came from behind to Krishna, and from behind they would just put waves on the Lord. And the Lord took no offense because he likes play. He didn't think this was threatening his dignity at all. He valued the attacks of his friends more than the worship of his worship of the Brahmanas. So in this way they were playing, making auspicious music with the Yamuna by bringing different cups and boom, 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 making music, Yamuna music. And they crossed the Yamuna and swam against the current and with the current. And sometimes Krishna hid himself amongst the lotus flowers and allowed himself to be found by the devotees. The reason why I'm bringing this to all of our attention is, my dear devotees, this world is a little boring. Why do you think about this invitation of Krishna, which he says, my heart has become attracted to you, my dear devotee, and I'm looking down the path, eagerly thinking, when will you come? Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Thank you. Thank you. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, chant.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.